Next patient was Jennifer Jewels. Let's say J-E-W-E-L-S, Jewels, J-E-W-E-L-S, Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Date of birth is 2/22/57. Date of visit, 11/2/23. Please make copy 4. Primary physician. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 66-year-old, extremely overweight white female who has a past history of pneumonia and COVID-19 infection, history of asthma and respiratory failure, has been experiencing shortness of breath, wheezing, chest tightness, and cough with expectoration. The patient had a chest x-ray more than a year ago. And she also states that she recently went to a MediQuick walk-in center for her upper respiratory infection and was treated with an antibiotic and a steroid, and had a chest x-ray, but the report is not available. The patient has no yellow sputum, denies fever, sutures, some post-nasal drip, and hoarseness. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of breast augmentation surgery, history of recurrent asthma with bronchitis, and she has been admitted to the hospital with respiratory failure in the past. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking, no alcohol use. So the real estate broker. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur and codeine and some food products. Next paragraph, family history. Father had of unknown causes, mother is alive and has history of asthma. Next paragraph, system review of the patient. Had some fatigue and weight gain. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has sore throat and nausea. She has hoarseness. And she has wheezing, cough, and chest tightness. Denies any urinary symptoms. She has no jaw pain, arm pain, or palpitations, no leg swelling. I'm sorry, she has mild leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising and nice joint pains and muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. Can you please mention in the med list? Included prednisone 15 milligrams daily and chlorothalidone 25 milligrams daily and armor thyroid 120 milligrams daily and albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN. Oh, please add in the past history. Past history also includes history for adrenal insufficiency, for which she has received replacement therapy. She also has hypothyroidism. Next, I mentioned the allergies. Next paragraph, family history. employments in the family. See, next paragraph, system review of the patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells. And she has sore throat, hoarseness, some joint pains and back pain. Denied seizures, headaches, some memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This very obese elderly white female is a lot pale, no acute distress, blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 112, respiration 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 220 pounds, saturation 97. Itching into non-phthalic pupils, reactive. Thing is, my throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Nasal mucus edematous. Neck supple, no bruised thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And there are wheezes scattered throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence irregular, so no nestle, no murmur. Abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Mild varicosities, reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor lips. Cranial lines are grossly intact, rectal exam is deferred, skin no lesions noted. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis number 2. Exogenous obesity number 3 is hypertension. And number 4, history of hypothyroidism. Number 5. History of COVID-19 pneumonia. Next paragraph, plan the patient will be advised to get a complete PFT, CD chest without contrast, CBCIGE level, and a basic metabolic profile. She was advised to use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Also was advised to come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Oh, can you mention the patient will also be advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for the primary physician. Thank you.